Andrew Adelsberger is sitting inside his small, cozy room at a bed and breakfast in Ruby, doing his best to unwind.
You know, in the spirit of the Iditarod and the wilderness of Alaska, we took a Dasani bottle, cut it in half, and basically turned one half into a wine glass and the other half into a wine cup.
Adelsberger is a manager at the Lakefront Hotel and is sharing a bottle of a blended red with Roberto Cidro, the hotel's executive chef. The two got to Ruby a day before any of the mushers and were on pins and needles, listening for news of who might show up and when. The decadent spread Cidro prepared was a hearty mix of seafood and steak, and he wasn't sure what to do if the musher didn't have an appetite for meat.
Probably pasta.
This is the third time Cidro has cooked for King on the Yukon, and he felt glad for the familiarity, given how far he is from his normal kitchen. But it was a brand new experience for Adelsberger.
Yeah, I was a little starstruck. I was a little nervous. I'm pretty sure I said the wrong name when I gave him the grand prize for making it to the Yukon River first.
Other than that, the dinner went off without a hitch. They'd been prepping for a long time to make sure they could bring ingredients and a few choice pieces of equipment to Ruby and pull off an elaborate but speedily prepared feast.
We were able to fit two camp stoves, a handful of pans, and some nice plates.
The other first on the Yukon was for Adelsberger himself, who, until this trip, had never had the chance to visit any place off the road system.
I'd never been to Ruby. I've never really been like into the wilderness or like the villages of Alaska. I've lived in Alaska almost my entire life, but I've lived in the cities.
Adelsberger and Cidro are departing Ruby at about the same time as King, when he's finished resting and digesting. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Zachariah Hughes in Ruby.